Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
This episode is sponsored by 13th Fail, who says,
Terraria is not a Minecraft clone! Heart Minecraft and Terraria!
Nosy, who says,
a universal rave, a master of elements, an acoustic voice.
Coupon, who says,
I just bought you your tea and crumpets.
RPGamer99, who says,
hot water burn baby! Hot water burn baby!
Scavage3, who says, salmon and baked beans. Hi, First Legion. Boxcar Robot, who says,
thanks for the cake, Wes.
And Crommy, who says,
clearing and flattening huge areas isn't very fun.
That's what World Edit's for.
Yay.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 35, recorded on May 29th, 2011.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. Today, joining us is the great, the one and only Jordan, a.k.a. Captain Sparkles.
Hi. How is everyone doing?
We're doing Jim Dandy. It's a happy Sunday. And how about you, Jordan?
I'm doing well. I got up kind of late-ish and then ate brunch, and it tasted good.
Ooh.
Except the bananas were kind of overly ripe. But
oh.
Other than that, it was super good. Always a good day when your first bite is pizza.
Mm, yes.
They had pizza at the brunch? Oh.
Every single meal, there's always pizza.
Oh, sounds like it was at a country club.
Yeah.
No, it's just school dining hall. It's pretty good, though. Like, it's kind of impressive how good our school's food is.
That is impressive. I'm impressed. Mm-hmm.
So, and I see the skateboard behind you. You skate down to the calf, or...?
It's actually kind of... It's too close for a skate, but I skate to classes and whatnot, so...
Oh, nice.
And I haven't gone to the skate park enough lately. I used to go, like, every other day, but since college started, it's kind of like... it's farther away and too much work and stuff.
Isn't that what always happens? Everybody I know who ever went to college that was a great skater stopped skating.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen. I mean, I went like a couple weeks ago and I was out of practice, but I still kind of had it. I mean, I've been skating for a really long time, so it's kind of hard to just lose it in, I don't know, just by taking some time off, but I was off. Hopefully I can get going a bit more of the summer, even though I have summer school.
Well, you know the official way that you know you've grown old, don't you? It's when you're afraid to fall down. So
yeah.
You're doing fine. You're not old yet. Once you look at a hill and go, man, I might break a hip, then you're in trouble.
See, it just got too expensive for me. I gained about 200 pounds and just kept breaking the board. So, you know, it was time to give it up.
So what are you studying?
I was originally going for chemical engineering. I was sort of, when I went in, I was between computer science and chemical engineering, but I went for chemical engineering. But it's kind of funny, through the whole YouTube thing, I was like, beforehand, before I was doing any of this and just watching it from an outside perspective, I was like, there's no way that gaming is some legitimate source of a career or whatnot. But as I've gone through this whole thing, it's like, wow, the gaming industry is... awesome. And
yes.
So I decided to actually switch from chemical engineering into computer science in the hopes of going into game development at some point.
So do you want to do you want to go into game development, or do you want to keep going on the whole media side of things like you've been doing?
It sort of depends. Like, the whole YouTube situation as of right now, it's almost... it seems too good to be true. And so, like, I take it day by day, and I'm like, there's no way this could last for a super long time. Like, how is this happening the way it is? And so, I don't know. I half expect that one day it's just like it's not going to be there anymore. Like, it's too awesome. So I go to college and do the whole computer science thing just so that I have a backup.
So,
and I mean, like, if, when I'm out, I guess I'd say like Valve would be a dream place to work. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But so we'll see when I get out. That's still 3+ years away if this YouTube thing is still going strong, if I want to kind of use that to get into, I don't even know what it would be, or if I just want to go straight into development for a company.
Yeah.
So
yeah, maybe do a little same thing Notch is doing, just make your own game and
it's always a possibility.
Or maybe what's that game you've been playing, Wes? That Kim something, Kim Quest or Kim the puzzle game?
Oh yeah. Space Kim.
Space Kim. Yeah, have you been playing that?
It's a little indie game, and basically you build chemical compounds, and it's just a little indie game that this guy designed, and it's awesome. It's a great puzzle game.
Hmm.
I definitely recommend checking it out.
Yep. So when you're not skating and studying, you're creating YouTube videos, and you have a lot of them, and you have a big following. And for those who have seen TNT, Captain Sparkles, you created the animation and the backing track for that. Is that right?
Yeah, I made the note blocks and I did the visuals. And then Igor, Tryhard Ninja, who is awesome, he's responsible for the song, which is like, geez, I feel so small compared to his talent in that.
6 million views last time I checked.
Yeah, yeah.
6 million views. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very nice. And what do you use to 3D model?
I used Blender in that. I'm trying to get into Maya though, as of right now, because Maya's a lot nicer. Whereas I was playing around with Blender as of late, and it was taking like, I don't know, some obscene amount of time to do just rendering one frame in 720p. It was like with ray tracing on, which is, for those of you who don't know, it's just a method for calculating realistic shadows. When I have that turned on, it was something like a minute and a half for one frame, whereas in Maya, you can do a method that sort of fakes the ray tracing. It does it in a less intensive method, but it still looks really nice, and it takes like 15 seconds. So I'm trying to move into Maya so that like rendering is actually more feasible, because right. that's actually where the main issue comes in, is not actually doing the animation and setting up the scene. It's rendering it. It's just like
So it sounds like you're working on something new. Is it secret?
Yeah, I'll just say that I am working in Maya for it, basically.
Okay. Don't want to make any announcements here as an exclusive on the Shaft.
So something that's cool coming, though.
Yeah, soon. Hopefully within the next month, in June, at some point.
Very cool. So we'll be looking for that.
So what's your favorite thing about doing all this the YouTube Let's Play stuff? Like, what has really captured your imagination with regard to it?
Well, Minecraft especially. I mean, you can just make basically anything, and like, I'm amazed. Every single day, like, I'll go on the Minecraft Reddit section, and like, every day there's something new that someone's made, or just something awesome, and there's, so far, it doesn't seem like it's reached any sort of cap, and as long as Notch keeps adding, it's, I don't know. That's what I really like about Minecraft. I started off doing Call of Duty. That was mainly because when I first started watching the YouTube videos, that was mostly what I was seeing on like Machinima and whatnot. So I started off doing that, and then Minecraft came about. I was introduced to that by Nanners, and then I sort of went with that, and it's been awesome there ever since. And I guess I just stuck around Minecraft because of the creative side, and also being able to actually learn useful programs like Vegas, After Effects, Maya, Blender, so on and so forth. It actually has a lot of useful skills involved, so I definitely like that part about it.
We've been really surprised. We did a TF2 show and got some good response from that, because the community around that game was really great, but the Minecraft community has just blown us away. I mean, just the diversity of people, the you know, quality of people involved in the community, it's just been unbelievable.
Lots of smart people out there doing some cool stuff, for sure.
For real.
Yeah, I loved, I was just watching a video, I guess the day before yesterday, you are doing the, what is it, parkour? Is that how you say it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot
parkour,
of fun.
Parkour.
Yeah.
Looks like,
yeah,
looks like y'all were having fun. So
yep.
People should definitely check that one out.
Yes. Well, I guess we should move on into this. Our journeys.
Good thing we're doing audio and not like video, because then we... Oh, wait. Yeah.
All right, journeymen.
So, Brent, yes. I see your name down here first, and I see something you've been working on.
Well, yeah, I've been working on multiple things. You know, with the patch out, our server, we tend to keep it at the old patch so people can still play it.
Are you too lazy like me? I don't want to do the double install.
Yeah, so I go ahead and play single play for that week. And I figure that's good. It gives me some single play time. So what I've been doing is, I've mentioned before a fort that I lost my way to, and so I've been using the new map, to try to find my way back to it. Well, it's off the map, so I get to it, and I just kind of have a general random idea of where it is off the map. Then I decided to go ahead and make track to it. And I have been mining all week long. I mean, I had to mine about 500 or 600 blocks of iron, and maybe that's a
wow.
Lot. No, it was about that many tracks. How many blocks of iron would that be? That'd be a lot more.
Yeah.
Because you get six. Anyway, a lot of iron. So I would run out of iron and have plenty of the accelerator tracks to go along. So I was spacing them pretty well. But then I started just spacing them out. I mean, you can go like 40 or 50 tracks. Mm-hmm. And you were mentioning that last week, and so I wanted to see. So anyway, I finished that all the way out. And then I started building a big fort that's about 100 by 100 around my house. So that's what I've been doing. Oh, wait, that and playing with the maps. One thing I don't know if people realize is when you make the maps, it actually, wherever you make it is where it puts the original dot. So you can't make it and then open it somewhere else, because it'll still be at that original spot.
Yes.
And I made that mistake because I made two maps and walked out to my other house, and I was going to open the other map there and open it up there, and it was blank because it's sitting there off the map.
Yep.
So I had to make another map. I think it shows something in Excavation Station where we don't really care about the recipes when people send them in, and this is why, I think. Who would have thought that your map would have been built off paper and a compass?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they obviously made a decision, well, let's give more use for the compass and put it in this map. Other people probably would have just said 9 pieces of paper and be done with it, right? So that's kind of why we don't really deal with that. But what about you? What have you been up to?
I have not done a damn thing this week.
Awesome. Eric, what about... No.
No, I basically...
But you went in and looked at maps and stuff, didn't you? Or...
No, I watch videos. I have gotten my single player games, like I've said, and Jordan, I've discussed this before. Single player to me is very boring because I just end up digging holes and then branch mining, and I never get to the point where I feel like I want to build.
Oh, you need to let your kids play it and mess up your area, like dig around, and then you can just log in and fix it.
That's not a bad idea. But no, I just I watched videos this week. I tried to keep up with what was going on. I watched some Minecraft Chick and some Pulsors, and tried to see what everybody was doing in the new patch. Other than that, I haven't been playing any. So Eric, yeah.
That's about my week too. I've been too busy working and stuff, and not enough playing. But I did log in single player style. You know, did the update, and backed up my old one first just in case I needed to hop in an old server. But checked out maps, checked out hatches and stuff, and I really like the way the map is presented. You know, you just kind of pan down and just goes into view. It's really nice. It's nice that you don't have to hit a button or anything. You just clearly walk around with it in your face.
They did that Far Cry 2 also. Like, if you ever pulled out the map, it was at the bottom of your screen and you could lift it up into your face, you know, but it wasn't, you know, it took the place of your gun. If you were using the map, you couldn't be shooting.
Yeah, it'll be nice when they get in like zooming stuff so you can see like the details of like the buildings you make and stuff like that, because right now none of my buildings I could tell were on there or anything. And
And
maybe if we can, I don't know, string maps together to make a big map book or something, so once you go off the edge, it changes over. Something like that. Anyway, yeah. That's excavation station stuff. But yeah, hatches, they're pretty cool. I've already been putting those in all my homes.
So what, like little skylights? Are you building like ladders to the doors ceiling? Doors and
outside. Yeah. I'll do ladders up. And it was, you know, it took a few tries because I'm a moron, apparently, to see, get them working right. So when you come up and they'll open right, I was doing them too low and then you wouldn't have a ladder to go out. And it's just stupid stuff. So now I just put two blocks above my hole and that's where the hatch goes onto.
Okay. That's cool.
Interesting, huh?
But yeah, I watched a lot of videos too. That was really the first thing I did because I knew that I could digest some videos quicker than I could actually going in and doing all this stuff. So I watched Yogg's Cast, and then I watched Captain Sparkles and Paul Source Jr., I think. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped there. I was like, okay, I got it. I understand.
It sometimes watching these Let's Play videos really amazes me because, I mean, really, once I'd gotten the gist of the map, I kind of felt like, okay, that's fine. But for some reason, like, once I start watching some people's videos, I just don't stop, you know? And, like, you know, like, Paul Source went on for about 12 minutes on maps, and I just kept watching. And then when I was done, I went, why did I watch that whole thing? I don't know. Yeah. There's something in engrossing about some of the Let's Plays. I don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of Let's Plays engrossing, how about you, Jordan? What have you been up to this week?
Well, basically, as of late, my Minecraft time is spent in either Blender or Maya. So that's what I'm doing there. But this week, obviously, what I try to do is in between times there, I'll try to find like a mod or I don't know, like a map or something, and go play that for a bit or show it off. But so for the 1.6 update, I made a video and just tried to show off what the new features were, as I do with the new updates usually. And that's about my week. I had an idea for hatches. My one idea for cool making stuff with those was in an adventure map. It seems like you could chain them up with redstone and make some sort of, I don't know, crazy oscillating drawbridge where you have to like hop from hatch to hatch as they're like flipping up and down over lava. Ooh. Or something. I thought that would be pretty cool to do.
So I was thinking about it, and I kind of thought that same thing about the drawbridges. Is there a way to set up redstone connected drawbridges that doesn't have a block around it for people to jump on?
Mm. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the whole point with the hatches, you have to attach them to some surface, especially if you're going to have redstone attached to it.
And the way it works is you have, well, you could either do one, it depends on how wide you want it. You could either do two, like, I'm trying to, oh, I realize I have a camera here, so I can do the gestures. So you could have, like, two rows of blocks, or you could simply have one row of blocks, and attached to it you would have the hatches, just a row of hatches, and they can oscillate up and down like so. And if you put redstone on top of the block that all the hatches are attached to, then as you put the current down that upper thing of blocks, it'll actually lift up the hatches, and then you can have a drawbridge go down.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I love your, made any sense, but
I love your demonstration videos. You did those piston videos, and those were so cool and creative. So yeah, I was kind of hoping you would do some neat stuff with hatches soon.
Yeah, I try to think of stuff. That's the only thing I've come up with so far for the hatches. Hopefully the pistons will be implemented in the game at some point. I thought they were going to be in 1.6, but apparently not.
Yeah, we haven't really heard any new news about that.
Well, I believe, well, we know that Jeb's been was the one working on it, right?
Yeah.
And we know he got pulled off for the Xperia project,
right,
which you'll get to hear more about in the interview later in the show. We're actually going to insert it into the audio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's assuming why it's not in there is, you know, he's probably working on it and not just
only
working
so
on
much jib to go around.
Yeah. So next time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next batch.
Hopefully 1.7. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that was an excellent set of journeys.
Yes.
Should we talk about another journey we can take? We can take a journey into the world of sound. If you're playing Minecraft and you like listening to audiobooks, you can get a free trial from The Shaft. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and you can get a 1 month free trial for Audible and help support the show.
2 week.
2 week?
2 week free trial.
2 weeks.
Oh,
and a free credit. You can get a book with it. You can keep the book forever. And it is lovely. So many audiobooks. Audiobooks are fun to listen to.
Well, I still actually use it every month. I'm a subscribing member. So if you do stay in, it's $14.95 a month. You also get 30% on any additional purchases. You also get a free subscription to either the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. And there's all types of other promotions. They have over 85,000 titles, and it'll work on just about any MP3 device. So get it and start getting edumacated by listening to books while you play Minecraft.
All right, then. Let's do this.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
That's right. The news. What do we have in the news today?
First, we have the 1.65 update.
Yes, 1.65. He's already updated it a few times. Squashed lots of bugs. He introduced some bugs, killed them off.
Yeah, the I didn't read 1.6.5, but 1.6.4 had a tremendous number of fixes in it.
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
Yeah, very nice. Lots of work went into this. And I guess the highlights that we have here are hatches, maps, and multiplayer nether. And I guess we already kind of covered hatches and maps, but exploding beds is new.
In the nether. Well, and it's funny, you're talking about me, how I did a video a long time ago about beds in the nether. It's a real short, stupid video. And you said it was blowing up and getting all this, you know.
I don't know why.
And I'm sure it's people like, oh, I want to see what they do in the nether. And they're like, that's not what it does in the nether. So I guess I need to go in and add some annotations.
I don't know what this is. Tell me what this is.
When you sleep in a bed in the nether now, it blows up.
Really?
When you attempt to sleep in a bed in the nether.
Exactly. Yeah, just like TNT, boom, you're dead.
So
it doesn't actually hurt you though. Does it hurt you? Because when I first did it, I didn't take any damage. I don't know why.
Oh, that's
just
right.
Exploded
yeah.
in my face.
I was gonna say so. I thought you died, but it was the lava that killed you, not the bed.
Yeah.
So is this a good way to dig out a large area in the nether? Is using beds? I mean,
that's good.
I mean, it's pretty cheap to build beds. So if it blows up everything around it, or does it just make the animation?
I like
it. Blows up everything around it and doesn't hurt you, I guess.
Oh, that's so awesome. I mean, I'm going to have a stack of beds. Put them down.
I see a new music video from Captain Sparkles.
This is cool. Okay. Well, good. It's useful for something. Excellent. Yeah. And any other, I mean, there's so many things in this update, it would be
There's grass.
Grass is nice.
Certain biomes have grass now. It freaked me out. I was showing off the game single player to a friend of mine today, and all of a sudden there was grass. I'm like, ooh, that's new.
Yeah.
Grass and weeds in the desert.
I haven't seen the weeds.
Well, they're plants. You can't actually pick them up.
Dead.
You can dig them, but they don't produce anything.
Yeah, it's like a dead, like a shrub. Shrubbery.
And evidently, grassland is the only place you can get seeds now.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I used the wild grass mod a while ago, and it was totally grassy. I mean, grass everywhere. But, you know, when Notch implemented this, it's very subtle. It's not, I mean, everywhere. You know, wild grass is a little ridiculous, but I like the amount of grass that you come upon.
Now, I might have found a bug by accident in the new patch. I haven't seen it around, but it could be out there too. When I'm right-clicking a lot of stuff, like into a chest in my inventory, my stuff will freeze up and it'll say saving chunks in this weird, like, it's overriding itself thing. And then it goes to a black screen and I have to restart. So I've been just doing a few stacks at a time. But is anybody else, have y'all known? Well, y'all have been playing.
But, right.
But be careful when you're doing a bunch of stacks. It may freak out on you. Just may be me. I click too fast.
You know, a weird thing I noticed in 0.5, not 0.4, was that, the version number on the top left went away. And I was like, hit F1, hit F3. I'm like, wait, did I do something? Or is it really just gone now? I mean, that's a big staple of Minecraft, is looking in the top left corner and seeing the words Minecraft beta in what number.
Yeah. And well, on your Minecraft Universe video, that's what people comment on a lot. They're
why are you using such an old version? I'm like, well, I wrote the song in at Christmas time. I started the video in January or February, you know, and it's just been a while, you know. Things take a while to make. But yeah, that's weird, huh? So I like it, but I kind of miss it too, you know. The letters, the word, the number.
It's like a friend to you, isn't it?
Well, maybe it kind of smiles at you.
I'll be fine with it going away in the full release. I usually, I don't know, I obviously for cinematic things you edit it out or you just hit F1, but I'm indifferent to it, I guess. It's not something crucial to me.
You can always just write it on a sticky now and just put it up there in the top left corner of your screen.
Right, a little sticky. Yeah. A little sticky.
Now, Notch, I just saw this like less than 30 minutes ago. Notch has tweeted that 1.7 will be the adventure update.
What?
Yes, the adventure update. And there are some rumors going around that of Minecraft Source, and those rumors are false.
That he's giving the source code, or
as in like Minecraft on the Valve with engine. Valve? Yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah, the okay. Source engine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's a weird rumor to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe he's integrating AdventureCraft. That would be cool.
Yeah, I hope he does something with space, though. I really hope he was inspired to do some sort of space travel.
Well, he might have been inspired because he tweeted. I'm fairly sure this is one of the definitions of awesome, and then linked your video.
Yeah, that's right.
He talked about perhaps implementing. It was either a Sky World or a Dream World. Or something. I don't know exactly what that means, because I know a long, long time ago you could make worlds that were floating. So I don't know if his dream / sky world would be just a new world hovering above the ground with the same terrain, or I don't know if you guys have heard of the Aether mod, which isn't released, but it's been in progress for a long, long time. I don't even know if they're still doing it, but I don't know if it's supposed to be something like that, which would be like a totally different heavenly world where the Nether is totally different terrain from your usual world, then this heavenly world would have totally different blocks and mobs and whatnot. That would be cool if she took some notes from that mod. So I don't know, we'll see.
I wonder how hard it would be to create a three-dimensional zone of cube-created spheres that had gravity to the center of each of the spheres. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so if you escape the gravity of one, you get pulled off to another.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. So then you can build portals that go to random spheres, you know? Mm-hmm. It would be kind of like, when you're flying the pig around and you see all the little spheres with the stuff on them, you know?
Right.
Except things would be on all sides of it. Kind of like Mario Universe, Mario Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
That seems like it would take a major overhaul of the, I don't know, the whole coding, but that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it does kind of sound like an overhaul. Well,
speaking of Minecraft Universe.
Yes?
You released that last week. How's it doing?
I did, and it's doing very well. A lot of people are enjoying it, and it's great to be done with it so that, you know, that I can move on. We've already got another project going. Been working on another project for a couple months now, too. So, these are so much fun to make. I really love writing songs and just doing, dreaming something up and just trying to do it. And if I can't do it, just figure it out and take your time, you know. And one of the challenges was making the stars, because I knew that I wanted Minecraft stars, not just any dots or whatever. I wanted the real thing. So I took 4 screenshots in the game of just the stars. I went up to the ceiling and just snapped a bunch of pictures. So I took the 4 pictures or screenshots of stars and made one big picture out of it, and then used portions of that little screen for all of the different stars. And of course, I used Lightwave 3D for all of the 3D graphics. I took the actual stars picture that I had, and I mapped it to the inside of a sphere and put the camera inside of the sphere. So no matter where you look, you see stars. So I did a lot of stuff with that. I created this particle generator that spit out Minecraft stars so that I could do the flying into space and flying left and right parallax. So there's a lot of star stuff going on, and that, just the star generation alone took, weeks, month, I don't know. But once I got it down, I was like, cool, now I have my set built, and I can do whatever I want inside that, So.
Now, since I'm always interested in this stuff, did you composite the terrain from in-game shots of Minecraft with your guy flying on a pig, or was it all done in Lightwave?
Yes. No, I didn't model. The only thing I actually modeled that wasn't a character was the Earth as it's rising, as the camera is rising away from it. Everything else was in-game stuff, I use planetoids for the spheres in game, and then I would go in and bore a hole in it, and just kind of pour some lava, put some water, make it look interesting, and then use the fly hack to fly through it, and then later, composited over my character flying as pig, I wanted everything to look and feel like Minecraft as much as I could. So it's like, the less I go into Lightwave, the more it's going to feel real, And of course, the aliens isn't real either. But it's really, the alien is just a Minecraft character with iStocks, installed. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Can't wait to do the next one.
And I guess one more thing in news.
Do we want to do the interview first?
Sure.
Interview with Carl.
Sure. So here's an interview we recorded earlier this week with Carl. So
Carl Manet. Yes, we did an interview with Carl Manet.
You said it wrong like 3 times.
Manet.
And he talks about the Minecraft Pocket Edition on the Sony Ericsson Xperia.
Yes.
Take a listen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Is this Carl?
This is Carl. Awesome. Who are you?
This is Brent, and I got Wes here.
Hello.
And Eric.
Hello.
Hello, all.
So how are you doing today?
Good. It's a bit hectic. Everything seems to be happening before E3, so the whole team is very focused.
Tell us what's going on with the E3.
We are announcing the first mobile version of Minecraft on E3. And it's going to be available on Xperia Play, Sony Ericsson's sort of Sony PlayStation phone. It's based on Android, so it's going to be out on Android pretty soon after. Visitors to E3 will be able to come to Sony Ericsson's booth, and the Mojang team will be there playing Minecraft on mobile on Xperia Play devices.
That is so cool.
That is awesome.
Wow.
On Android before iOS. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, isn't that progressive?
Yes. So how much like the experience we already know is it going to be like?
It's going to be just like the development of the core Minecraft for PC, Mac, and Linux. We want to release, early and update frequently as soon as we can. So the version that will be tested or demoed on E3 will be basically the creative mode of Minecraft, and the app will be available at the a couple of months later from E3. So we're going to develop it further during the summer and have it available for the Xperia Play. The exact date is to be announced, but
it's going to take a couple of months. And after that, it's going to be available for all Android devices.
Very cool. I'm going to have to get a new phone.
So, so how much of this is, like, how much of the code were you just able to, like, kind of transfer over? Like, how much of it is going to have to be built from scratch because of the OS you're using?
Pretty much all of it, actually. We're building it in C++, and we've managed to hire the best C++ coder in the world. At least we think so. His name is Aaron Nieman, and he was hired, actually. His first day with Mojang was on a flight over to GDC, so it was a good start for him. That's actually where we met with Sony Ericsson and started discussing this partnership together. We started developing right after GDC, and here we are. We're actually currently playing Minecraft on Android device, or Xperia Play in the office at the moment. So it's really fun.
Wow.
So we need to get some sponsorship from Sony and get out some phones on it.
Yeah, I can give you some intros.
Sweet. Awesome.
But what is do you know what the price point's going to be?
For the game or for...
For the mobile version? Yeah.
Actually, we don't have that set yet, but it's probably going to be in the neighborhood of, you know, what games like Minecraft in that genre. Well, there are not that many in that genre, but that kind of dimension of games. So it's not going to be, you know, very different from that.
Right.
And are y'all still? I think I remember y'all talking about it coming out on iOS at some point. Are y'all still developing that as well?
Well, since we are developing the C++ code, it's flexible enough to do other platforms as well. At this point, we don't want to announce anything else than for Xperia Play and Android, so we'll try to focus on that.
Okay, cool. Very cool.
Good news.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome, actually, and you'll be able to play multiplayer. So right now we have, you know, I think we have 8 Xperia Plays in-house that we're trying multiplayer, and you can, you know, build stuff together from mobile to mobile.
Oh, wow. So just like, I guess, Bluetooth or something? Is that how the Android does it?
I think we are adding or at least exploring the Bluetooth connection too, but at this point it's Wi-Fi.
Okay, and then I guess they just host the server on their own phone, and then people connect.
Exactly. So one person will be the host, and from that you can invite people and come in and play with you.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's very cool. Do you think, and this may be a bizarre question, but is there going to be some form or some way of people to add plugins or mods like they do on regular servers?
Maybe. I don't know at this point. It's still very early on in the development. We're just focusing on getting the initial launch out there to, you know, have the core functionality of Minecraft out and have the fun gameplay. So, and I think it's looking really good at this point. I think it's a lot of fun, and we've added a few, you know, mobile specific features that helps you navigate better on a phone. The Xperia Play has, you know, the gamepad that you expand, so it helps you in that way. So we've added, you know, specific functions for the Xperia Play, so you can play with all the buttons, the gamepad buttons.
Awesome. That's awesome. So they'll be able to play it at E3, and will it be released that same day or shortly after?
It will be a couple of months after. So we're yet to decide the exact date, but... The stuff that you see on E3 will be the base version. Now hopefully we can add even more stuff during the summer. We will obviously try to make it as stable as possible for the initial launch. But announcement and demo on E3 and then probably at the end of the summer it will be out on for Xperia Play.
Very cool.
And will there be a some sort of beta that y'all do and send out some codes to some people or anything?
Yeah, I mean, we are already testing it internally, and some people at Sony Ericsson are trying it out, and we'll probably expand that group during the summer.
Cool. Okay, great. And if we can help in any way with that, just let us know.
Cool. are you guys coming to E3?
Currently, right now, we're not. We wanted to, but we're kind of trying to plan around the next year of different conferences and stuff. And we're kind of waiting to see when MineCon's going to be and okay, things cool. like that, because we're definitely going to be there for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are y'all hitting any other conferences this year that you know of yet?
We are coming to PAX Prime in I think it's the end of August. Oh. So we're trying to finalize the plans for that, but we're definitely coming there. We're planning on what stuff to show or announce on that show. So we have some fun stuff in development, and hopefully we can finalize some stuff to show on PAX Prime as well.
Well, awesome. We're still waiting to hear back. We submitted a panel discussion idea for PAX, so if we get accepted for that, we may be there. We really want to, come and meet you guys in person at some point, for sure.
Yeah, that would be awesome. You should come to Sweden.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I would love that.
Yeah, right now it's the best time of the year to come. Sweden is a completely different place in the summer than in the winter time. It's pretty cold and dark in the winter, and summer is just the opposite. It's almost light, the full, almost 24 hours, and it's a nice place to visit during the summer.
Down here in Alabama, it's like a jungle, so we actually would welcome the snowy, dark winter. We'd be like, oh, this is so nice.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Maybe you should try that out. Yeah, we'll see how long you last.
Well, that was a great interview.
That was. I am so glad we got to...
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what did you think about that, Jordan? No, I'm just kidding. That would be so
really compelling.
But speaking of E3, I always hate to even mention this because we don't know for sure yet, and we hate saying, hey, we're going to be here, and then not, but since we only have one more episode before E3, we want to be able to say, just in case anybody's there, listen to the next episode and see. There is a chance that we may be going to E3. So listen to the next episode, follow our Twitter, and you'll know if we're there, and we can hook up and have like a little meet and greet too with and see some folks.
Yes.
You heading up to E3? Over? Down? I'm so horrible with geography in California.
I maybe. My dad knows people who actually make the booths for the show. So there's a chance I'll be going. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. My brother-in-law does the landscaping for Bonnaroo, so sometimes I go to that too.
Oh, I bet he loves that afterwards, right?
Nice.
Yeah, Notch is going to be there, so that would be pretty cool.
Definitely. Yes.
That's one of the reasons we want to go.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, then let's journey into the unknown.
Listener contributions.
The chicken walked through the forest and then it died.
What just happened? It sounded like a drunk Homestar runner or something.
Emails.
That was awesome. All right, thank you. That was a bumper sent to us from Knife 28.
Thank you, Knife 28.
Well, let's see. Here's the first question. I think I already kind of answered this one from Zaggy1. Eric, how did you do the cinematics for the Universe video? Yes, Lightwave 3D. Oh, another question a lot of people have been asking me is the trippy part when the music starts coming in on the minecart. That was a mod. It's a GLSL shader mod, and you can plug a bunch of math into it. And
the acid mod.
Yeah, and it's very cool. It's very fun. I mean, you can do a lot of neat things with it. I saw that you, Captain Sparkles, made a cool video on that, and you did the cell shader, and the cool round ball one was neat. Instead
Animal Crossing one.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Instead of having the world far away doing the ripple roll around thing, it's just making the foreground.
Yeah, it's like inverted.
Yeah, so it feels like Mario Galaxy. You're walking on a round platform, yeah. And it's really crazy. I'd love to do something with that too in a video, but I still would probably use the cell shader for something. I don't see a lot of people using the cell shader for stuff, and I just think it looks really cool. But anyway, next question, y'all.
Samuel He, my house gets griefed daily. I think the admins are griefing it because they are always around my home. What should I do? Is this on our server?
I don't think so. Mm. Why would I hang out at somebody else's house unless there's a lot of creeper damage there I'm trying to fix? If your house is getting griefed daily, I know that on many servers there are anti-griefing tools and you can talk to an admin. In this particular case, you need to find an admin you can trust on whatever server you're on, and definitely talk to them and find out who's been modifying your stuff.
And I think Easy in the chat room has a great suggestion. Change servers. That's one of the easiest things to do in Minecraft.
Yes.
And there are some great ones out there.
Mm-hmm. Also, we've got some poetry. Nosy has been doing some Minecraft poetry for a while. There was a Shaft poem, and there's been a Sugar poem, and there's also been a Wes Wilson poem. Would you like for me to read it to you?
Yes. More than anything in the world.
And I think this has to do with my old elemental towers I was doing on the temp lands. O master of fire, who fire vanquishes searing suns, the world falls apart. Great pillar of earth, who moves the very mountains, fixing what was wrong. Survivor of winds, whirling and ceasing maelstrom, returning to life. Cool statue of ice, drink and revel in water. Fun times all around, like shining towers, a fabled star in the night, the master of worlds.
Nice.
Wasn't that beautiful? That is way prettier than me.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So anyway, I will provide a link in the show notes to Nosy's blog, and there you can see poems about other Minecraft personalities and get Nosy's thoughts on things. And yes, you should check it out.
Beautiful.
Do we have that call in, sir?
We do, and here it is.
Hello, Shafters. It's time for Rilton's weekly question. But first, I'll tell you guys the best answer of last week's question. Sarah Fakia sponsored me in my bronze bedroom. No explanation necessary. Now, this week's question is, when you craft your first map, what would you map out?
Okay, so we'll reread the question so you can understand it. He did mention that his mic was not the best, and it's going to get better. So let's see. The best answer from last week, from the if you would get a stuffed creeper from Bebop Vox, where would you put it? Zara Fauchius, in my brother's room. No explanation necessary. And this week, the question is, when you get your first map, what would you map out?
A welcome center. Is this like a single player?
I don't know.
I guess either, right? I mean, if it's a multiplayer map, I like the welcome center first, and then start building maybe a couple roads before people move into your server, so you can say, bam, here's where it is. Go have fun.
Yeah.
You know, everybody can contribute and put supplies and stuff in the welcome center. You know,
that would be really cool for some kind of a map mod, and I might be jumping the gun on Excavation Station, but like, what if you could give everybody a generic map right out, like when they first log on, they get the new player map, and it's basically a map with some predetermined points on it, you know, and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So you could put like the help center and
Center, you know, the sites everybody wants to see. I know everybody still logs on our server and goes, where's Egypt? And I'm like, well, it's a different Egypt, but it's
yes,
over there.
That's true.
Yeah.
So what about you, Jordan?
So we're talking about like an actual map, like from the latest update.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I would make some huge structure that could be visible from like outer space. And map that out with the map. Like, I don't know, make the Mona Lisa or something and then map it out of the map and then hang it on your wall. I don't know. There's actually a really cool website I saw the other day, which allows you. It's a really cool algorithm, I guess. You upload a picture to the website, and it just gives you the image in Minecraft blocks. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, you know what? If you could get a big enough piece of land, maybe that would be a game. You have a big, huge piece of landscape that you go ahead and pre-draw out, and the goal is for the first person to use the map to guess what the picture is. So your goal is to run around the map and expose as much as possible.
That's actually a really cool idea.
Ah, that's a, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, like, play tic-tac-toe on the map.
No. But yeah, that would be kind of cool. That would be a fun game. Okay. Sorry.
Interesting.
Okay, Zman asks, do you like rain? I really hate it. It is really loud and annoying.
I like it.
I love it.
Yeah. It rained the other day. I was building my first hatch and, you know, just kind of playing with it and walking around. And all of a sudden, starts raining. So I get down the hatch, close it down, you know. And inside, I love the sound of the rain when you're not in the rain, because it's just so... I mean, it sounds realistic. It really sounds like it's outside and you're inside, you know?
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, it's not like you get wet and slow and slippery. It's not like it affects your game, so why not?
Mobs come out. That's kind of annoying.
Well, not on Peaceful.
You know, about Peaceful, I've got to confess something. I played this week all in Peaceful.
Oh, yeah?
Because I started playing and I was down there digging and you know, I was getting all sketched out, waiting for mobs to jump out. I even heard, like, the sounds from, like, a dungeon and was looking for a dungeon. I found the dungeon and nothing was spawning out of it. I was like, what's going on? So I checked, and I guess my son had probably been playing on my machine or something, and it was on Peaceful. And I was like, you know. But then I was like, man, it's so nice, because I was having to dig so much, and I was just like, screw it, I'll play on Peaceful and get my iron. So I did.
Nice. See, it's not cheating, it's an option.
No, it's cheating.
I'm almost cheating. Always on Peaceful because I don't want creepers blowing up my redstone and mod demonstrations and stuff. That would suck.
Yeah, yeah. See? Exactly.
But on adventure maps, then it's generally not peaceful. So it's situation dependent, I guess.
Right.
Do you like rain?
I'm indifferent. It kind of makes the video a bit darker, which is my main concern generally. Like, I want people to be able to see what's going on. And usually when you adjust the levels afterwards, it kind of washes stuff out. So, I don't know. From just a single player, not recording standpoint, I like the added atmosphere. It's definitely some variety. So. Yeah. That's my take on it.
I like the rain in general, like even in real life. Like, I love days that where it's dark and the rain's coming down heavy. It just feels refreshing to me. And so I love it when I'm walking around the map. Now, it does inhibit whatever I'm working on, because all of a sudden I got to look for mobs a lot more.
Right.
But I, you know, to me, it's such a great change of pace, and it actually can make me smile when it's raining.
Makes me smile. I actually don't get to see rain much because my Minecraft single play is in a snowy area, and it's huge, like the ice area. Like, it takes me half a day to walk out to actually find. So I actually just see snow every once in a while out my window, and I go, oh, that's so cool. So I like it.
Nice.
We got something here from a listener who sent in a call or called in. Let's hear that.
All right.
Hello, Shaft Peoples. It's Reach here from the UK. I'm looking after a server at the moment, and although things are usually running smoothly there, we have a little bit of a problem with the occasional light-fingered diamond thief. We've got a whitelist, we've got lockable chests, but that still doesn't prevent some things from going missing, say if people forget to lock their chests, for example. I've got World Guard and World Edit, and although I can use their blacklist features to control TNT use and stop creepers biting people, there's nothing that actually tracks people picking up and using diamonds. I can monitor the breaking of diamond ore blocks, but not the actual diamonds themselves. So do you guys or anyone involved with your server know a way to get this working with World Guard, or is there another plugin out there that specifically keeps an eye on people who really, really love those diamonds and are too damn lazy to go and get them themselves? Any help you can provide, any code you can show that I can throw into me blacklist will be a great help. Great show, great fun, and thanks for the help in advance. Take care.
That's a fabulous question.
Yeah, I wish we could get like toasted jelly on or something, because I don't know if it's World Guard or if it's Big Brother, but one of them you could actually see every time someone interacted with a certain block, and so you could set it maybe to interact with. I just don't know if that would work actually digging something out of someone's chest.
And Grebog points this out. Big Brother can track if someone opens a chest, but they can't tell you what was taken. So I think that's what it boils down to, is using Big Brother just to track, you know, what was taken. And it might be setting up a honeypot.
Yeah.
I mean, it might, you know, be as simple as that. Put a chest somewhere with some diamonds in it. Don't protect it very well, and don't let anybody open it and find out who's the one.
Yeah.
And Toasted Jelly says that the new current version of Big Brother will do something like that.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
Or at least that's what I'm taking from his comment that just says BB, new current version, !!
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing.
Ah, they turned on chest tracking again in Big Brother.
Okay, so, cool.
That's a way to do it. We also use Locked. I think we still use Locked on our server to lock up chests tight.
And doors, yeah.
And doors and stuff like that. So
Locked?
Locked, yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah,
all right.
Cool.
I like the honeypot cool thing, though. That's, that's
cool.
Yeah. Gonna catch you. Okay.
All right.
I hear a hissing, a chicken about to blow up.
And does it sound like this?
Excavation station.
Did it sound like that?
Ouch.
Yes, it did. It sounded really loud, just like that.
Okay, cool.
So first off, we normally ask our guest this first. Is there anything that you would like to see added or changed in the game?
I'd like to see pistons. That would be one. I'd also like to see vertical redstone implemented. I know that's a mod, but to be actually in the game, that would be really cool. And I don't know, I did a little video on wireless redstone. That might be getting like a little bit beyond sort of what natural Minecraft should be. So I guess for now, I just say vertical redstone. And maybe a way to put redstone parallel side by side, so that you can have two blocks going or two lines of redstone going next to each other on a row of blocks that don't actually join up every block. So instead of a grid, it's just two parallel lines.
And that would kind of like work with, I think Wes, you suggested that before, having like a blue red dot.
We had a call
so
in.
You could do
we had a call in
lines.
And said they wanted bluestone. And I think it would be cool to have two different colors.
And maybe you could just dye the dust and have all colors, you know, so now you could actually have
these color code
advanced
your
schematics
and stuff as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could see like bluestone would never connect to redstone, so that you could have it overlap and cross over and things like that.
And you could have maybe some kind of connector block where you could connect, if you needed to for some weird reason, two different colors or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a really good idea, and I really like the dye idea. Good job, Mr. Brent.
Hey, you know they come to me sometimes, usually in this section.
I love the wireless, though. I watched your video, and the wireless was so cool. You could choose the frequencies and channels and things.
It was like 1,000 channels or 999 channels?
Yeah, 1,000.
Well, you can, and now you can currently do vertical redstone with redstone torches.
Yeah, it's just that it's kind of like you have to have it going every other block. It's just kind of, I don't know, unwieldy. Obviously, it's not difficult to set up.
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, vertical redstone would be so much easier rather than having some huge floating tower of every other block is a torch and whatnot. Yeah. You just place it on the wall and you're good to go.
Yeah, so. I agree.
Well, very cool. I had something else that I was thinking about with the beds and stuff, fixing those. I would like to see the beds work either day or night. So if you sleep in them in the day, it changes to night. And if you sleep it in the night, changes to day. But with this, I'd also like to see the day and night cycles extended, like a few hours apiece. Because sometimes you just want to be out working, and what do? You run back to your bed, sleep, and so it's another day, and you run back out to wherever you were. But if you had a longer time to work, maybe it's variable, maybe something like that, but extend it. And then sometimes, you know, there's some people who are night owls. Maybe they want to go out fighting more stuff and get in their beds and wake up at night and go out and fighting.
I feel ya.
Will you stop that? It's starting to tickle.
But I don't agree. I don't agree that the day-night cycles need to be longer. That gets a big
We all know you're wrong, so it doesn't matter.
I'm not wrong. I'm absolutely right.
Again.
All right, then. What do we got?
We got a bunch of suggestions here. Let's see. The first one here from Johnny. He wants, and this one is actually submitted quite a bit, and it's spelled different ways, either the ether, the aether. Then, like you said, there's a mod out there. They're working on something. But invariably, it's some sort of cloud city, some sort of heaven, some sort of other world, and that's submitted almost every week. Now, this guy had something a little different. He wanted hot air balloons. That you would have to be able to build these somehow, and then that's the only way you could get there is to build one of these and then float up there.
That's neat.
That'd be cool.
Very fantasy.
I like it. James from Australia says he wants a toilet that is connected to a turret, so when you go to the toilet, it shoots out of the turret.
What?
So it's not poop blocks, it's poop pellets.
Oh.
What? Pew, pew, pew! Pew,
why
pew,
do we
pew,
need
pew,
that?
Pew, pew, pew! Pew, pew,
yeah.
No, that's really stupid. That's really... That's, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Cora96 wants to have underwater lights.
Yeah.
And we kind of do.
Glowstone?
Yeah, glowstone.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe like torches or something really is maybe what they're talking about.
I still think you should be able to stick a torch or light stone into a glass block, and you should be able to make a glowing, you know, some kind of glowing light source there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think also glowstone is kind of a pain to get. I mean, to get enough of it to make a bunch of lights.
Yeah, yeah. It's very expensive.
I mean, I've got like 24 dust. I actually remember that of glow dust that's just sitting in my chest waiting for... if I want to use it, and I'm just like 24. How many will that get me?
Two blocks.
Yeah,
two.
So,
and maybe there's some underground. Maybe we could get some underground or underwater lichen that glows. You know.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be cool.
Something.
What's it called? Lichen. Phosphorescent fish or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now with my TNT beds, I am going to be cleaning up and getting some glowstone like nobody's business.
Awesome.
I wonder if you can like. Catch a ghast with a bed. Like, I want to see someone get on that video real quick.
That's so cool.
A bunch of pig men. Can you kill them with it?
Maybe.
There's some videos here.
So Wes Wilson 643821, he recommends catapults in the Nether, and you can put a bed into the catapult and launch it at a ghast, and it will knock the ghast out of the air.
A bedapult.
Yes.
Bedapult. Nice.
Okay. No, that wasn't me. That was Wes Wilson 6432.
Someone in the chat room had a name?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Somebody else.
Well, we got someone else who called in and left a submission. Let's hear that one, Eric.
Hit it.
Hello. This is Sir Vulcan 12. Calling to put a suggestion for Minecraft in for the shaft. This is more for the modders than Notch. I would like to have some of the commands for admin things set to hotkeys. So like, let's say jump to, I use that a lot. You could just click and point and you could just press J rather than having to type jump to. Oh, and by the way, since I get it a lot, it is in the Greek god of fire, not the race in Star Trek.
Okay. Had to get that one out there.
Actually, jump to is already hotkeyed. It's hotkeyed to admin compasses. If you have a compass and you point to a spot and click, you'll do a jump to. And if you right click with it, you will do a slash through, which is a go through it until the next open space.
Yep.
So there already are, you know, there are certain things that are hotkeyed to items.
No, and I assume this is through Essentials, probably.
World Bucket. Edit.
It's World Edit that makes that happen?
Oh. Yeah.
But having a native thing carrying, you know, like a keybinds, just a regular keybinds, just a text file, you can go in there and I guess it kind of lends towards having macros as well. Maybe.
I'm afraid of macros in the hands of non-admins.
Well, if you're not an admin, you would just do, you know, you would just keybind anything that you have access to, anything that's first, you know, single player and stuff
like that. Still, I'm afraid of scripting languages. They fear them.
I'll tell you what, I want more a way to do an RSS feed out of what's going on the server. So like you can
so
actually,
like so like Twitter and stuff would be you've placed a
I would
block.
Unfollow anyone right there who is pushing that out to their Twitter.
Brent Copeland has created a Lightstone block.
But yeah, no. So like as an admin,
I place cobblestone.
See, we got a live feed right here. This is awesome.
I hate you guys. No, I it would be like using Big Brother, and you would pick what blocks you want to. But then then as an admin, you could sit there and follow this feed and see it anywhere of what block came out. Like, so if someone did TNT or whatever.
Oh, okay.
You would know immediately.
Yeah.
I like to see better button mapping, as in, I am sure there's probably a way to do this that I just don't know of, but like mapping crouch to one of my mouse buttons rather than a key.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
That would be, I don't know of a way to do that. Maybe there is one. I would love to know, but that'd be cool.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if, like, I've got one of those WoW mouses where you can program
the tons keys. Of
you
stuff.
Might be able to do that, like program the mouse to hit your W, you know, or what, or your J, or...
Oh, so do it in like, reverse. I see what you mean.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of weak, but... so, you better see something like that in-game.
So Ryan wants a lion or a leopard. He says there needs to be some love for the cat lovers in the game. Okay?
Cat lovers.
I think that's just a, you know, a Mo creature thing.
That'd be cool to have a cat, I guess.
Yeah. Was it, does Notch not like cats? Is that what it boils down to?
I don't know. EZ, you're in the chat room. Does Notch like cats?
Such an important question. We need to know.
And Estragali does think it's funny that Ryan wants a lion. Ryan wants a lion!
Ryan. Maybe you could respell his name. Make it R-I-O-N. Ryan.
Ryan.
Yep.
Ryan.
Yeah, EZ left for a little bit.
Oh, okay. That's a shame.
She went to go get some cat food. For not just two cats.
So you want to read the next one?
Sure. Chris Dude 70 wants a table lamp, or like a bedside table with a lamp on it with a toggle so you can turn the light on and off when you went to bed. And it would also have a tiny chest built in it.
Oh, cool. Mm.
To hold all your reading light, I guess, in your books.
Yeah. I think that there should be some furniture mods. Like I think there should be some furniture stuff.
So it'd be like a really small chest, like maybe just a 4 or
yeah,
a 2 or something. That's kind of neat.
Yep.
I like it.
So, you don't think there should be more something like, you know, sinks and...
chairs.
Just bunches of different chairs.
No toilets.
No toilets?
Chairs. Yeah, definitely chairs.
But an outhouse would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like running water or something like that.
Yeah, throw in our pipes.
Yeah. No, I don't need pipes. But like chairs, you know, couches, you know, things that you would see in an actual a table.
I guess you can technically already make this stuff with signs, wooden steps, and pressure plates and fences.
But you can't sit on them. And I think you should be able to sit on them.
Okay. What do you do sitting on it, though?
You mean, are you talking about, like, you want the animation, like,
I think you want to just, like, sit?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know it sounds stupid.
I think
it'd be cool.
It's great for S&P.
Yes. And the thing is, like, I know that, like, I've played in MMO games that did not have emotes. And your connection to the world drops the fewer emotes. I mean, when you have fewer emotes... And I think sitting in chairs and being able to interact with like tables and things like that, I think that would provide more immersion in the game, just in general. So,
yeah.
Just, you know, make bars with bar counters, and then everybody just stands at the bar. Then you don't need chairs.
I mean, we have the ability to lay down, just not sit. So, yeah, give us a sit animation.
Yep.
Have TVs in-game that link to YouTube videos.
Nice. I like it.
We have another call in.
We do. Let's see what it sounds like.
There we go. EZ's back.
My name is Evans from Tortured Lands, and I have a submission for Excavation Station. Me and my friend Thomas, we were talking a bit about dreams. Basically, like when you go to sleep on a bed, you dream kind of like you do at the main menu of Minecraft. It has kind of the funny lines. Well, maybe he could make some videos, and when you dreamed, you see the videos, and they're kind of funny videos, or something within that kind of thing. I don't know, I was thinking it'd be really cool, just kind of add something different to sleeping instead of just sleeping, you know? Anyways, love the show. Thanks, guys.
Dreams.
I think that's an interesting idea.
Do Minecraft characters dream of electric sheep?
Dream,
you know, I think that's a cool idea. If dreams were generated procedurally like the rest of the world is, I think you got something, because nobody wants to sit there and watch the same old cutscene every time they every time they sleep. But if it was generated procedurally, you'll never see the same dream twice. It'll just be, you know, but it's got to be simplistic. Maybe some sheep jumping around and some, you know, some weird visuals, just kind of maybe trippy looking stuff. But
I mean, think about it. Like, he could just kind of take some of the aspects of what you did since the past night, right? So maybe you're walking around.
Oh,
maybe you got
cool.
chased by a creeper, and so you actually have a nightmare where when you go to bed, it's, you know, that tree that you see the creeper poking his head out, and then he comes running for you, and then you wake up. You know, or you were killing sheep.
I think we're already doing the Sky World thing with Dream World. That was his idea. Is, well, like when you sleep or something, you get transported to it. So that's already sort of getting knocked out of the way, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when he first mentioned it too. Was maybe it's like an alternate, like, kind of mode in the game. Like maybe it's a creative mode or a puzzle mode, and there's something you can do that you can't normally do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you can fly in your dreams. Maybe all of a sudden you're in a...
So can you sleep in a bed inside your dream?
Oh, that's a tough one.
We must go deeper.
Yes. Yeah.
Dun, dun.
And what happens if you sleep in a bed in the Nether when you're dreaming?
Oh, man.
You explode.
You got too deep.
Ooh.
There.
Okay, and Easy's back, and Easy says, yes, he does like cats. He's going to see it again and again. So but what about the animals? No, I'm pretty sure she's talking about the animals.
Yes. Well, that was a lot. Are we ready to move on?
We are.
Move on, everybody.
To these pastures.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Yeah. It's very intense up in here. So, what do we got here? We got a couple cool things here. This is a sighting, but this is what you need to know to go check out Captain Sparkle's videos. YouTube.com/CaptainSparkles with a Z.
Oh, my God.
And you probably already have that link, and you're probably already watching his videos. But just in case you don't, they'll be in the show notes. Or you can just, you know, listen to what I just said and type it in. Also, I had this is kind of cool. Minecraft Island Adventure Playset. This is a lovely little adventure map. And it comes with a map, and there's all these cool different lands to go and explore. There's a lot of dungeons in there, a lot of loot scattered around. Anyway, it's a really cool adventure map. The reason I'm bringing it up is because I used a little part of the map in Minecraft Universe. It was the Lava Lands. It was a Volcanoopolis, and it's basically, you know, the lava planet where I'm flying and I go behind this tower. It's actually a playable map, and it's really cool. So,
yeah, I actually see the picture in the thread of the tower with the lava streaming down on it.
Now, pretty much everything else I built in-game except for this, and I just wanted to give credit where it's due.
Speaking of credit where it's due, and I'm trying to find it, so excuse me for being slow on this, but we had an episode, what week was it? Minecraft Teacher Week, and we used an image for our show notes that was from Indiana Jonas.
I love that name.
and we kind of screwed up, because we thought the image was Creative Commons, which... You know, you attribute it and you can use it and stuff. And it turns out it wasn't. So we talked with him and asked him if we could still use it. And he agreed to it. So we're not taking it off. And we're linking to his stuff. And we definitely want you to go check out his stuff, because he's got a bunch of cool stuff on DeviantArt. And we're going to link that in the show notes.
And that was the one on the Minecraft teacher episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what he also asked if we could mention a mod, and I'm doing so horrible I cannot find it in my email now. So I'm going to mention that in a minute. So okay. Y'all keep going.
We've got another one. We've got Adventure Craft. This is submitted by Donovan, and it adds a ton of new features, including dual wielding, triggers, schematics, timers, spawners, weather control, and changing the color of textures. It's a standalone mod, and so you download it, and then you have to install it. And and that means you have to log in with your Minecraft login, and we don't all necessarily usually support these kinds of things. But evidently, this one's pretty good. Has anybody here poked around with it?
I haven't actually used it, but there's one really cool like Legend of Zelda map that takes advantage of it. It's pretty awesome. Like it actually has respawns and stuff. So you go into a dungeon, you get killed, you just respawn at the foot of the dungeon, you retry again, like in Zelda, I guess. And yeah. Yeah, so you can actually basically arrange a whole map to play in, and it'll actually function as if you were doing some linear story or campaign, rather than having, if you die, to start over from the beginning and work your way back when you lose all your items. And so it's pretty cool.
Okay, nice. Here it is. It's a texture pack called Indie Craft 1.64, and it's updated for the newest stuff, and we're gonna link to it. It's some looks like a pretty cool texture pack.
IndieCraft.
So I'll put this in the show notes, and we will have it in the show notes. And I guess, you know, one thing to say with that, if you're ever using someone's image for anything, even if it's Creative, you know, Commons, I would go ahead and ask them, because you don't want to screw up like we did. And some people take copyrights very, very seriously, and we do, but just a little PSA.
Yeah. So, how to make a stuffed creeper? That sounds cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is an Instructable, and I love Instructable. I love that website, and there's actually quite a few Minecraft stuff on there. So, someone basically has one, how to sew your own creeper, and it looks fairly easy. I'm trying to talk my wife into it.
This looks cool.
And she, after she saw the link, she said, if you tell your son about this, I will kill you, because she knows she would have to make one.
Yeah.
And really, she'd have to make two, and probably have to learn how to make a pig one, just because my daughter loves the Minecraft pigs.
Ah, nice. Well, let her know if she starts making those, because I want one too, and want a pig as well.
I do too.
Cool.
So we need five of them. Tell her stat.
We can make like stuffed pigs with like some sort of like maybe a propane tank, kind of shooting flames out the, the rear. Pretty cool. Just throw it around the room.
Maybe just go to the store and get some model rocket engine and put it in there.
There you go. Yeah, I like this. I like where we're going.
Yep. Propane torch.
This one here, this next one is Minecraft Grand Piano. Man, this thing is really cool. It's a playable piano. This is by Tavi Ryder. By the way, he has a great channel. He does some really creative things. So he's built this grand piano. It's got notes on it, and he ran into the issue where you can't run wire close to another wire and have them two different signals. So, and he found a neat way around that, playing on the fact that signals only go so far. So you have one signal fail and the other one connect. Anyway, so check out the video, if not to learn that little trick, but it's a huge grand piano, and you can download it. You can download the world. He used the same seed as I used in Minecraft Universe 2, which is Gargamel. I love Gargamel.
And that one was submitted to us by Aquasan on Reddit, the reddit.com/r/theshaft, which you can submit all these here so people can see them and,
and rebel.
Give you some karma, take away some karma, whatever. Yeah. And this next one also is from Reddit, which was submitted by Megawatts. It's Minecraft Middle Earth, and it's a huge mod, and there's a video on the site, and this thing looks pretty sweet.
Yes. They say it's the largest Minecraft project ever. Could that be true? I don't know. It's probably hard to...
I want to see it now, though. I want to go check it out.
Yes, it's very, very...
fantastic. Because I don't think... one does not simply dig into Mordor.
Righto.
That's what we hear.
So what's next here? Ultra ultra today.
Tidy. Yeah, it's spelled wrong. Ultra tiny storage building submitted by Hoo Nick on Reddit. This is just a video where a guy wanted to show his cool storage building. It's a big like bank-esque thing, but then he has all this
like
storage
Scrooge
stuff.
McDuck looking thing.
Yeah,
it's cool.
So I thought it was kind of funny.
So you could copy that and paste it in your world, right? You know, is if you just need like some town storage, it's cool. I like that. I like things that are modular.
Okay, we got a couple here.
Yeah, I added those.
Awesome.
So one of them is someone who has been helping me a whole bunch with stuff. He does a really, really cool series. Well, he's actually just starting it up. He hasn't posted a full episode yet, but they're like previews. He's a pro with Maya, and so he actually does Minecraft shorts in Maya. So it's all animated manually, and it has character rigs with mouth movements and whatnot, so he's lip syncing to sounds, and it's pretty cool. He'll be wow. starting it up really soon. I recommend you visit his channel. It's youtube.com/bootstrapbuckaroo. It's a long word to spell. But yeah, it's pretty cool. He animates Minecraft in Maya. And then another one is a guy named, his name is hard to pronounce, but Yves Lainertz. And he makes really amazing remixes of songs using Minecraft notebooks. Not in-game, he uses Ableton, but he uses all the actual .ogg files from Minecraft, and he mixes them together, and it actually sounds really close to what the original song is like, but with a Minecraft twist. That's pretty cool. And I linked one in the Google Doc, but his name is, it's youtube.com/LENAERTSYVES. so if you could spell that, you can find it. But yeah, so a couple cool things of mine.
Very wow. cool. And we'll link to both of those in the show notes too.
All right.
And we also have, there were a ton of Let's Plays videos this week with the 1.6 patches. So we're going to link to all these. We're not going to talk about all of them, but there's some great stuff from Paul Soares, Yogscast, Stream Beyond, Welsh Pixie, Husky Mudkipped, Wolf21, Minecraft Chick. The list just goes on and on. Anyway, those will be on the show notes as well. So go there and look those up. Also, while you're there, you might want to know the update for the Shaft app is out and live. It took about a week for Apple to approve it, but it is approved. So now you can listen to the podcast while you're out roaming around through this app, and also see some special features or hear some special features. Later on, you'll be able to see them. And there's some contact info and some other cool stuff. And we plan to try to do an update like once a month or so. Probably behind the scenes stuff more frequently as yeah. we can. But so go get that. It's in the iTunes store. You can probably look right under the chat window if you're looking on Ustream. And I think there's a link there to that. And a link to, you've got a song on there. I don't think Universe is under there. But Diamonds is under there. Go buy it. Have fun with it. And that brings us to, oh, wait. Y'all hear something?
Yeah, someone's at the door.
Who is it?
Housekeeping!
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's her.
I wonder why this place was like a rat hole in here.
Housekeeping!
You're late!
Meat for pillow!
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Hey, look, evidently the app has some special features.
Yeah. Yeah, which we're going to, we're still working on the web portion of it. So, sponsors of the show that can't buy the app because they don't have an iPhone, you'll be able to get those same special features soon, hopefully in the next couple weeks. Also, we do have a Droid version being worked on by a friend. So there's no time estimate on that because, you know, you pay friends in beer and lunches and not with demands on Droid apps. So besides that, we've got some cons coming up. PlayOnCon, we got
July 29th through August 1st. PlayOnCon,
hopefully E3, hopefully PAX, hopefully some other stuff. As we know PlayOnCon for sure, and as soon as we get everything else worked out, we will tweet and let you know about the rest.
Biloxi Cobblestone Blues coming up.
Possibly.
Possibly? Oh, there's been a change to that?
Well, if we go to E3, we may not be able to afford Biloxi.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, We're still waiting to see.
So we're planning to go somewhere. We just don't know where it's going to be yet.
Our plans are always so high in the air.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
They need to land.
They do.
Yeah. It's all this other stuff. If we could just do this full time, it'd be easy to keep track.
Yeah.
But one other thing that we're trying to keep track of right now is we are taking registrations for a spleef tournament. We've got quite a few. We've got about 20 registrations so far. You can go to theshaftpodcast.com, and there's a tab up top where you can just click on, fill it out. We'll get it, and when we know the date and we have people, we will let you know. Lastly, we have contest going on. We have one more week, I believe. Contest ends June 5th, and we'll announce the winner during E3. So keep sending in those iTunes reviews. They can be in any iTunes store. I'm going to go through all like 90 billion of them, and we'll take all the reviews that were given since the day of the contest. And the winner will get a gift card. If we get over 2,000, or you know, if we double what we had, we're going to give more gift cards. We said 50. We may go higher. Who knows? So, Jordan, thank you so much for coming to the show today and dealing with us.
No, thank you.
Us.
My pleasure.
Yes,
I would love to work with you sometime on a video. You're into machinima and everything. I am too, and it would just be really fun.
Yeah, totally. So I'll keep in contact with you on that. That sounds really cool.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
And if you want to see more Captain Sparkles, head to youtube.com/CaptainSparkles with a Z. Follow this man on twitter.com. Captain Sparkles, of course. Anything else you want to pimp out?
I'm good. I'm glad to have been on. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. And if you want to follow The Shaft on Twitter, just go to twitter.com/Wes Wilson.
Right.
Oh,
right.
My old tricks.
I know. I'm stealing all your gags.
Excellent. Well, good. Until next week. May your blocks be poopy.
No, that's kind of gross.
I don't know.
May your blocks be firm and full of fiber.
May you dream of poop blocks.
No.
Come on, guys.
May
you not have to deal with any meme that has to do with a poop block.
Yes. May your pick be diamond and it never degrade.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hey everybody, what up in The Shaft land? Scars and Stripes, Ad Manager I Incorporated. I was just calling you guys with a sighting that I figured I should share with you guys, because you guys are just so awesome. On our little humble Minecraft server, a couple of my friends and I built a giant statue of Jurati from Team Fortress 2. And we surrounded it with a moat of lava and fences. Yes, that's how much we care about our piss. Well, anyway guys, love the show. Keep making more. Scars and Stripes out. Peace.
After you finish with this masterpiece you're working on, we'll have to get you back on the show to talk about it.
Okay. Yep. Sounds.
Yeah. It's a date. I got it scheduled. I'll send you the time.
Dead Workers Party Network. You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with The Shaft.